Well, when last I saw you, we were singing Christmas songs together. We were hearing the story of the birth of Jesus. We were rejoicing and celebrating on Christmas Eve with Vertical Church, lighting candles and crooning Silent Night softly. I left here on Christmas Eve. I had dinner with my family. I went home. The next morning, I got up and packed up my car. And around 8 o'clock on Christmas night, we headed out for Panama City Beach, Florida. We pulled into Panama City Beach the next afternoon on December 26th at 2 p.m. It was 84 degrees. It was sunny. There was a warm breeze blowing in off the ocean. The surf was rolling in. We had found summer. Christmas night when we left here, it was 47 degrees. Now we found ourselves in summertime. We rolled the window down. We turned the tunes up. We relished the moment. As we drove around Panama City Beach on December 26th, all of their Christmas decorations were, of course, still up. Lights and Christmas trees and manger scenes and Santa Clauses and reindeer and snowmen and it was a little weird. It didn't quite feel right. Here I was, 84 degrees. I had on shorts and a t-shirt. I was swimming in the ocean and playing on the beach, and there were still Christmas trees and Santa Clauses around. It felt like I was in a place that had forgotten to take their Christmas decorations down, like we had gone through a time warp and Christmas was now several months behind us, and these folks were just too lazy or too distracted to put the decorations away. They were too busy enjoying the eternal summer to be bothered with cleaning up. We spent our week there in the sun and the surf, and on New Year's Day, we got up early, loaded the car up, and headed back. It was the perfect time to leave. A cold front had moved in overnight on New Year's Eve to Florida. When we got up that morning to leave, it was 57 degrees. That was the warmest it would be all day. As we went further north, the temperature went further south. We arrived back in Kansas City around midnight on the 1st, and a transformation had occurred while we were away. Yes, there was now snow and ice and frigid temperatures, but there was something else as well. Though we'd only been gone for a week, it seemed much longer. When we pulled out of Kansas City on Christmas night, the city was aglow with the Christmas season. Lights and decorations. The neighborhood around my house was festooned with blinking and blow-up Santa Clauses and a tree in every home right in the front window in the living room. But upon our return, it seemed the world had turned a shade of gray. These tangible signs of the Christmas season had disappeared. Seemingly put away for another year, I guess. People took advantage of the bad weather last week, stayed home, and packed up Christmas. It was gone. Poof. Just like that. I have friends who traditionally, religiously, you might say, pack up their Christmas the day after Christmas, no matter what. December 26th, they get their house back in order, get it back to normal. They shelve all the holly, the garland, the wreaths for another year. My wife and I have never been and probably will never be those people for many, many reasons. But one of those reasons is that we like the decor of Christmas, the lights and the tree and the stockings and the whole shebang. We love the season of Christmas and all it stands for, and the decor reminds us of hope, of joy, of peace, of love. Those qualities of Christmas that we remind ourselves every year are important to us, so we don't rush to take our Christmas decorations down. One year, we made it all the way to March with the Christmas tree still blinking in the front room. I'm sure my neighbors loved that. But we don't want to leave the season just yet. There's something magical about Christmas, about a time of year when we're all a little kinder, a little more generous, a little more gentle, a little nicer to one another for just a moment. We We don't want that to end. In the church's liturgical year, it all starts with Advent and Christmas. This is the beginning. This is where we begin our year. From here, it goes into the Epiphany, which we're in now, the coming of the Magi. Then on to Lent, which actually starts in early February. It's only a month away. And then on to Easter, which is in late March this year. And then Pentecost. Then before you know it, we're back to summer. School's getting ready to start. Pretty soon, we're looking for those boxes of Christmas decorations up in the attic again. We are always in such a hurry to go on, to hurry on, to move on to whatever is next, that sometimes we close that door too quickly on what just happened. We just spent a whole month celebrating, anticipating, rejoicing, commemorating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We just spent 5 weeks marking the coming of grace in human form, the intrusion of divinity into humanity, the breaking forth of God into our lives, into our story. It seems all too soon now to simply pack it up, to truck it back up to the attic and simply wait for next November to get it out again. What do we do with the joy, the hope, the peace, the love that we have just experienced? Christmas cannot end just because we want to hurry and get our Valentine's decorations out. Ephesians tells us that we have received an inheritance with the coming of Christ. We have been rewarded with something. We have been blessed with something, and it is not enough to sit on that inheritance, to simply lay back and watch it earn 3%. We were given the inheritance to use it, to spend it, to take it out and change the world with it. John tells us in the beginning was the Word. John tells us the light shines in the darkness. The Word did not stay in the beginning, and the light still shines. Just because we now have to hurry and get ready for Lent, which starts in 4 short weeks, doesn't mean that the light is dimmed. It doesn't mean that the light is covered. It doesn't mean that the light goes out. It still shines in the darkness. Through the coming of the Magi and the baptism of Jesus, through the calling of the disciples and the journey to Jerusalem, through the death and resurrection, through the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church, the light still shines. We may pack up our lights and our tinsel and our nativity sets and our snowmen and our Santa Clauses and put them away, but the light still shines. The weather can warm and bloom, and the warm summer can return, and it will return, but the light still shines. The coming of the new year, the coming of the new seasons, the coming of the new moments in the life of the church does not stop what was in the beginning, what was in the start, what occurred first. First, Jesus came, bringing hope and joy and peace and love, and that doesn't get shelved. It does not get put away. Just because it was first, it was in the beginning, it goes on. We were with the poor, homeless, pregnant teenage refugee mother as she sought shelter for her newborn. We were with the shepherds as they first heard the good news. We were with the angels as they proclaimed the coming of glory. We were with the Magi as they were called from their busy lives to witness. But we do not simply pack up now and go home. For the light that shone, shone on us. And we were changed. This is the beginning. And what comes now, what comes next, what goes on is exactly what we have spent the last month immersing ourselves in. We have been given the power, Scripture says, to become children of God. We have been given an inheritance. Let us not squander it. Let us not try to pack it up nice and neat and save it for a rainy day. Let us use it to break forth into humanity with the hope and joy and peace and love of our Savior Jesus Christ, who was there in the beginning, but who does not stay there in the beginning. once wrote, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people. We go forth now into this new year we have been blessed with, full of that spirit of Christmas, full of that hope and peace and joy and love the Christ child has brought us, full of the light that has shined on us. We go forth into 2016 that every day, that every moment might be imbued with what was just transpired. We go forth to tell the world that the light they saw in the cold December sky has not gone out. It shines on and on and on. And no matter what comes, no matter what is next, no matter how quickly we pack up and transition to the next holiday,